Tom Rundgren. I saw the light from 1972 here on the mix on 90.7 WKGC, FM and HD, here when you need us. Good morning, I'm Caleb Jordan.
And I'm Dana Erskine.
And we have with us in studio Rachel Hillman, a professional musician out of Tallahassee, but of course, playing all around the region, which is exciting. So, Rachel, how are you doing so far?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's a beautiful morning. I'm sad that I couldn't go to the chocolate bakery downstairs. But
I know, it just closed on Friday, unfortunately. So,
but they'll be back open next semester, so we'll have to book you again.
Yeah, I'd love that.
So how did you get started, like, as a musician?
Oh, just playing things that I enjoyed. I moved to Tallahassee when I was 13, and there was a choir class that I could take at my school. And the teachers there just were so spectacular. They could see that I had an interest in music, but there were, you know, there's so many directions that you can go with it, and so many things that you can like. And they're like, "Well, would you like to keep progressing with this?" And I said yes. And they introduced me to this woman, Carla Connors, who became my voice teacher, I guess, for 3 years, 4 years maybe. And she just worked with me, and I was so lucky that my parents could afford to let me take these classes. But I will say that the proactivity of my choral teachers in school as well really helped me pursue and become interested in, like, learning about music theory, learning about voice leading. And then I went off to college and I started a vocal program there, and I thought I was going to do opera. And I learned about jazz, and I learned about all the music theory that gets involved in jazz, and I still am, like, barely chipping away at the surface of what jazz is. So I dropped out of school, and I was working at cafes and chocolate bakeries and all kinds of different places, and I was just kind of playing my music after that. And one day I went up to my boss and I said, "You know what? I think I really want to pursue this." And he said, "Okay." And I think he was kind of glad to let me go, because I was really bad at what I was doing. so he didn't have a problem. But then I was writing music and it was all terrible. And then one day it was less terrible, I guess. I don't know. I think it's still terrible, but I enjoy playing it. So
that's one of those insights that really, unless you look for it, you don't really get exposed to the fact that this kind of profession takes doing and doing and failing and pushing through until you get to something that you figure out someone likes. Mm-hmm. And then the next step is, how do I do it again? Mm-hmm. What about that worked? And it's so exciting to see success like that.
I feel like in many ways I'm working against myself, because I have chosen to be a songwriter. I've chosen to be a singer. I've chosen to be a guitarist. And I've also chosen to be a band leader. I work with different groups in that. And so, and to market myself. So by filling all of those roles, I feel like I work against myself in that if I only sang and I let somebody else be the guitarist, or if I only played guitar and let somebody else sing, I think that I would excel a lot faster at what I was doing. So it's a very slow road. I've been playing guitar. Well, I've had a guitar in my hands for about 13, 14 years, but I've been really practicing for about 7. So I've gotten slowly better at that by working with a lot of different people. And I've been singing for about 13 years, working with those choir teachers and then with my voice teachers at college. And then when I dropped out, learning about the blues and learning about jazz and just trying to model my voice after different singers that I really liked, and understanding how the vocology of their approach and how they shape their mouths, and, you know, if it's a very forward kind of sound or if it's way back in the throat and stuff like that. So doing it one step at a time, I don't think I'm impressing too many people, but I am chasing after a music that I really, really like. So it brings me a lot of joy, and I hope that you guys get some joy from this today.
Totally. Having personal investment in it makes it so much more genuine. Mm-hmm. If you are having fun, the listener can tell.
Yeah, absolutely.
If it's 100% manufacturer, they're going to call your bluff every time. So having the passion really is what makes it interesting. You've got another cut for us.
Yes.
It's a place where we all can eat. Mm-hmm. It's a jazz-inspired tune, which is exciting.
Yeah, it's swing-inspired.
Take it away, Rachel Hillman. A place where we all can eat.
Though the skies may be filled with certain chance of rain, I'm thinking that the sunlight is coming. On the wind there is the will to make our present just a phase. I'm not certain what it is, but it is something stunning. I'm thinking one day we'll be looking at a clear blue sky, birds singing, bells ringing, we'll be dancing side by side. And I'm thinking one day you'll be smiling too. Oh. Single file, the great big smiles, and a place where we all can eat. I can smell it just coming on the air. There's a great big party and everyone we know's there. A big table with too many plates. Yeah, you never know who's gonna show up late. And oh, I'm thinking one day you'll be smiling too. Oh, single file, the great big smiles, and a place where we all can eat. Smell it just coming on the air. There's a great big party and everyone we know's there. A big table with too many plates. Yeah, you never know who's gonna show up late. And I'm thinking one day you'll be smiling too. Single file to great big smiles and a place where we all can eat. I said it. A place where we all can eat. A place where we all can eat.
Rachel Hillman, A Place Where We All Can Eat.
Thank you.
Original cut, written by herself. Rachel, if I wanted to find your music, whether live or online, where would I go?
Just check out linktree.com/Rachel Hillman Music. That's going to take you to my calendar, my website, everything from there. And thank you so much for listening to my music today.
Of course. Thank you so much for coming on kind of last minute.
Oh, glad it was a blast. It was wonderful. I'm so glad I got to meet all three of you.
Glad WKGC can treat you so well.
Absolutely.
We're going to take a quick break for our weather forecast for the meteorologist over at WMBB. But we will be back shortly for more with Rachel Hillman right here on The Mix.